Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at going through the book of Acts. It is one of the most exciting books, with a lot of movement, a lot of action, a lot of miracle signs and wonders. This was the age of the church beginning. The church era began in the book of Acts in chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And people that were children of God got on fire for the Messiah. They went about doing everything. And Jesus had said to them, don't do anything until you receive power from on high. The Holy Spirit will come on you and you will receive power. Then I want you to go and be witnesses to me to Judea, to Samaria, to Jerusalem, and all the ends of the earth. And once the Holy Spirit came on them, they turned the world upside down. But the great news is we're still in the book of Acts and we're still writing the book of Acts. We have the same Holy Spirit in us that Jesus had in him, that they had in them, the disciples and the apostles. We've got the same Holy Spirit and we can do what they did. So it's vitally important to see how they lived and how they witnessed for God. It is such an exciting time. And I believe we're coming close to the end of the age, end of the church age, that is, when Jesus comes back for his bride. He's the groom. When the rapture takes place, it's getting really exciting. But you better know who you are, know who you belong to, and know what is yours. And then you can act accordingly, precisely the way God wanted you to do in your kingdom mandate. Each and every one of you have a kingdom mandate and a call on your life from God. Let's join the service right now.
I think we're living in the most exciting of times. I'm serious. Sometimes you kind of think, whoa, but you know, you got to just keep saying, whoa, God's with me. Or else I'm telling you, you can get scared. You can get depressed. I mean, people do. People are depressed today. People are stressed out. I mean, stress, stress, stress. As a child of God, we should be stress-free. Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your cares upon him who cares for you. Amen. And so, now watch here. And you will be my witnesses. You will be my, Jesus, my witnesses. Amen. We witness Jesus. Don't witness what God's done in your life trying to be proud and brag. Because that's not witnessing for Jesus. If it's done when you say, well, look at what God gave us. Because you know me, I could never get it myself. And you do it with the right heart and the right motive, you're witnessing for Jesus. Or you tell them that Jesus loves you so very much that he actually gave his life to save you. What do you mean he gave his life? Well, there's many soldiers that give their lives to save you. That's not strange, is it? We thank our vets and we thank all those people who gave of themselves selflessly and they died in the line of duty to protect America. We don't say, oh, no chance, no one would die for me. They do, all day, every day. Yes, and Jesus came and died for you. Why is it so? We get crazy. We'll believe anything but the Word of God. And we understand why. Because in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says the God of this world, the devil, and the systems. He doesn't own the terra firma, but he owns the systems in the world, and you can see it. It says, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the people so they don't see the gospel. That's it. So when you're dealing with people who haven't seen the gospel, they cannot know truth. because they're spiritually discerned. You see, when you've got the Spirit, you can know truth. He'll reveal to you. Your conscience is a good guide now because the Holy Spirit resides in you. And you know right and wrong. And you look at some people, you think, but you got a university degree from the best university, and you're saying that? You're believing that? Don't think it's strange. They cannot know the truth. The Bible says they cannot. They're spiritually discerned. Amen. And so we've got to get we've got to get Christ into the people. And that's what they did. They witnessed Jesus. Now watch it. He said, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. It's amazing that Jesus said Samaria there. Remember the woman at the well? Remember we spoke about that recently? The woman at the well was from Samaria, where the Jewish people hated the Samaritans. Remember? And then he even told the story about the Good Samaritan who came and helped. We all know even the world talk about the Good Samaritan, right? They don't have a clue what they're talking about, but they're Good Samaritan. I'm a Good Samaritan. What does it mean? I don't know, but I'm a good one. Am I right? This is exactly what happens. But Jesus, right here, because remember Peter and those guys said, hey, we don't want to go to Samaria. I mean, there's nothing good. They're dogs. They considered them bad people, and we spoke about that. Jesus over here, he actually named Samaria by itself. He says here, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and in Samaria. And then he says, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. See, he wants everybody. He wants everybody, even who the Jews rejected and hated. He wants them saved. And he says, you will be my witnesses everywhere. Tell people about me everywhere you go. Amen. I remember when I first got saved, I mean, I witnessed to the pillows. I witnessed to my cats, my dogs. I witnessed to anything. If it moved, I told it. If it didn't move, I kicked it till it moved, and I told them. And then we kind of grow a little bit dull. That's why you need to hang around with Christians, like-minded Christians. Why? Because iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. You understand? I've got friends and people that when I'm feeling I need a little bit of a get me up type of thing, we all go through it. I've got people that I call. I've got friends that I call that are strong in Christ. And they call me sometimes. And we sharpen each other. Amen. Praise God. So he says, yeah, and to the ends of the earth. And in that one verse, we have a bird's eye view of the whole book. Amen. Witnessing. Everywhere. That's what they did. They were witnessing Christ and Him crucified. Remember, Paul says, I preach nothing but Christ and Him crucified. Amen. That's a powerful thing there. And we start by reading about the preaching of the gospel in Jerusalem, the ecclesiastical center, and conclude with the preaching of the gospel in Rome, the center at that time of world power. Amen. Think about that. I mean, when you think that Jerusalem was the ecclesiastical center of the planet, under control of the strongest nation in the world, Rome, at the time. This is amazing. And so it was, I mean, think about the Apostle Paul. He had a mandate to go to Rome. Who wants to go to Rome? They're the oppressors. Were they not the oppressors? They were the oppressors. But he had to go to Rome. Why? Because God loved the Romans. Whew, that's a tough one sometimes. Well, didn't he say, forgive them? Who are nailing the nails in their hands? Sure, people say the Jews need to repent for that. What a load of nonsense. But who was nailing the cross, Jesus to the cross? It was the Romans. Forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. These high priests and these Pharisees and say, they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Dad. So he wanted Rome to be saved. They were ruthless. The Romans were a ruthless bunch. They would crucify the people along the road so that they would see, we better stay in line or that's what we're going to get. Amen. But God, in His love and mercy, said, Paul, you go to Rome. Wow. Anywhere but Rome, Lord. Come on, think about that. I mean, God loves the people and he wants him. So why should we study this wonderful book of Acts? It's really an incredible book. I think there's more movement in the book of Acts than anywhere else, besides the Gospels, watching Jesus just doing what he did. It's fun. I actually see it as fun. You know, I still, you know, still have a little bit of an issue when I watch a movie or something, or I'm reading the Gospels, because I read the Gospels all the time, and when I get to the end where they're going to crucify him, I still don't like it. I love it, but I don't like it. Amen. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you think, oh, this is a different ending today. Yeah. There's going to be a different ending. Amen. For us. Amen. Because of that. Right. But, you know, you read in the books, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you see what Jesus did and what he accomplished. And wow, I mean, think about walking on the water. I mean, we just take it for Jesus walked on the water, so did Peter. Yeah? Yeah. Like, just like, so what? What do you mean, so what? He walked on the water. When there was a hurricane force wind, he spoke to it and stopped it. When he was hungry and the tree looked like it had fruit, and it should have if it's got leaves, and he said, no one will ever eat from you again, and the disciples heard it. It doesn't say the disciples overheard it. He said it in order for them to hear it. Because then he talked about, you can say, throw the mountain into the sea. Yes, amen. Right? So everything Jesus did was a plan. Was a plan. We must go through Samaria. Why Samaria? There's a shorter route. No, we've got to go through Samaria. And that woman that he saw, the woman at the well, went and got the whole place, the whole of Samaria saved. you see what I'm saying? I mean, God's amazing. God is amazing. Okay, so why should we study this incredible book? Number one, it is the record of actual history. Write that down. It is the record of actual history. And then on the next line, be sure of this. It is authentic. The word you're going to fill in is authentic. And then you need to learn this next one, the scripture, 2 Timothy, it's on the screen for you, 2 Timothy 3:16. I would encourage you to actually get this word in your spirit and learn it, know it. Know it like a parrot if you have to, but then eventually you get a revelation. But watch here, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. What does profitable mean? When you buy stocks and shares, do you want profit or loss? You want profit. You want to be profitable in what you do. Correct? So profitable is something good for you. Yes, so it's talking about it's profitable for doctrine. Yes. How many people don't know doctrine? God's not healing. God's not doing this. God's putting sickness on you. God's doing this. God's doing that. They don't know doctrine. They are doctrinally completely ignorant. So he says here, all scripture is given inspiration of God and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Pastor, you are mean to me. Hey, I've got to give you some reproof if you're doing something like sleeping with your brother's wife, John the Baptist.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect time.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's